This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Tomorrow is primary election day. Washingtonians are voting the same way they have for about a decade now, by mailing in their ballot or putting it into a drop box. But the people on the other end of that process, who run the elections in each of the state's 39 counties, have been working very differently. Processing ballots now requires physical distancing among election workers and fewer people in some of the secure spaces where ballots are scanned and tabulated. So what does that mean for this week's election? Pierce County Auditor Julie Anderson showed KNKX around her operation in Tacoma, which is now spread into two buildings. Because of the pandemic, I was in a studio in Seattle watching through Zoom as Anderson and producer Jeffrey Reddick, both wearing masks and keeping a good distance between them, took a look around.
Well, we are in a very unglamorous, cavernous room that's filled with, I believe, 27 workstations. So there's lots of screens. Normally, whenever they're checking signatures, it's a pair of people working as a team, looking at a signature together, comparing it with the voter registration signature to see whether it matches or not. Well, we can't have them buddy up in teams huddled around one screen anymore. So now we've got one screen per person for these two-person teams, and they're spread 6 feet apart. A lot of the security and COVID grants that came down from the federal government were used to underwrite things like this. It's not inexpensive to stand up that many screens. Got a lot of tables. Costco is faring very well in this pandemic. So we got a lot of Costco tables and a lot of surplus furniture to do this. The thing that didn't work so well is everybody in the planet was doing the same thing at the same time. So even though we had money that came to us quickly, simple things like being able to order more cell phones for remote work, more laptops for remote work, were in short supply and they were back ordered, but we did get them in time.
So the battles most of us were fighting about toilet paper, you were fighting with office equipment, it sounds like.
Absolutely. IT, cellular, office equipment, and then protective equipment.
From this building, we walk across the parking lot here on South 35th Street. The auditor's office is providing drive-through service for people who need in-person assistance with registering to vote or casting a ballot. They also have drive-up service, special parking spots where the staff will come out to your car to help you.
We've got some parking stalls in front of the Election Center customer service reserved for voter parking. And they're numbered with will call numbers, just like will call at the theater or at a sporting event, where people that have already called us and told us what they need can just pull in. They call on their cell phone at a dedicated number, and we run out the materials to them.
And you find people are taking advantage of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, they appreciate it. And it's pretty intuitive. We're really employing a lot of retail strategies that have been around for a while, whether you're waiting for a table at the Cheesecake Factory or whether you're picking up tickets for a theater. People kind of know what will call means. They know how to use a cellular phone. So it's intuitive for the voters, and they've appreciated it. So we're going to go into a customer service area right now. It's very small, so we're going to walk through it pretty rapidly. Everybody can still watch the election center process through our observation windows. We just ask them to do it with some spacing.
We're in a long hallway with windows on one side. Looks like on both sides, actually. But on one side is the room where it seems ballots are being worked on. And on the floor, just like we would see in the supermarket, right, for example, there are decals to encourage people to stay 6 feet apart.
Looking through this window, this is the tabulation room, which is the most secure and sensitive part of the election, where we have air-gapped computer systems that are highly secure and a very limited number of people with the security to get in there. Because we can't compromise our security, we couldn't make this room any bigger. So the only way to keep people safe and stay at that low occupancy load is having fewer people working in tabulation, and that's going to translate to we're not going to be able to do it as fast.
Do you mean on election night it'll be 8:45 or 9, or do you mean over the course of several days it'll be more ballots coming out?
No, we will have election results up in a very speedy manner, just shortly after 8 p.m., but you will see a smaller vote total reported, because the processing is going to take longer So we're doing lots of like time studies and time trials in August, so we know how to prepare and what to expect in November.
I was curious about how this will set the stage for November, because of course we are hearing that, you know, this will linger into the fall. We will still be here come the general election. So this, I mean, this is a very real election, but it's also a dress rehearsal for November in a way, isn't it?
We call it a dress rehearsal, and I feel more and more like a Broadway musical producer than ever. We've got costumes.
Masks, yeah.
We've got signage and stage settings. We've got it all, so I never thought I'd be doing that. No, we're going to be learning a lot. August is going to be a test case in voter services, our production times, and safety.
The way Washington State votes could be a model for other states, with the pandemic expected to bring a major increase in voting by mail across the country. The way we vote produces a detailed paper record, but it's a lot of paper to handle. We step into a different room where Anderson shows us what happens after ballots arrive at Election HQ. The workers are in masks and gloves.
This is the manual labor, the biggest point of manual labor. These are people who are opening ballots, inspecting the ballot to make sure that there's nothing unusual or unreadable about it, basically preparing it for tabulation. They're also doing auditing. One of the things we do is we don't just trust the machine to give us a batch of 250. We count the batch and make sure that there's 250 in there. And in this case, we have workers sitting by themselves at a table as a way of spacing them. So we've basically cut almost in half the number of batch openers that we have working. Bless you for voting early and getting that ballot to us a few days ahead of the election. I really like to stress to voters that August 4th, November 3rd, those are deadlines. It isn't the day of participation, it's the deadline. And voting early, if you're comfortable doing it, really helps take some stress off of the election process.
I want to ask you about mail-in voting, which we've had in Washington State for about a decade. Mm-hmm. But this election cycle has brought national conversations and the president raising the specter of it being untrustworthy. You've just shown us how the process works. What are your thoughts when you hear those conversations play out?
First of all, the fears are unwarranted, and I don't say that just because of my personal ownership over this operation. I'm a voter and a constituent as well, and occasionally a candidate. And this system has a high degree of integrity. We have got a lot of practice, and we've got a lot of proof that there is not fraud going on. No election system is perfect or bulletproof, whether it's in-person polling places or whether it's vote by mail. It's still a very human process that depends on voters, it depends on technology, and it depends on procedures. And accidents will happen. But if I had my choice of all the different election modalities to run, I'm picking vote by mail, hands down.
You, as a county auditor, never in a million years would have imagined that an election would look and feel like this. How are you doing?
Election administrators tend to be innovative problem solvers and dig details. So frankly, I'm a pig in heaven because there's lots of problems to solve, lots of things to do, and lots of ways that we have to be creative and innovative. We're ready. We're not fearful of November. We're not fearful of August. We're going to do a great job with a lot of integrity, precision, and safety. But the safety part is going to slow us down a little bit. And we just are asking for some grace. The best thing that people could do, if they're grateful for this, the best thing that they could do is be prepared and do everything early and not wait until the last minute.
Julie Anderson, Pierce County Auditor, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
38 other counties are all dealing with some form of what you just heard Anderson describe, figuring out how to give voters the speed and security of any election year, while also keeping workers safe from a pandemic that has stretched on for months and likely won't be going away before the general election in November. Ed Ronco, KNKX News.